That's the Duke section you hear celebrating on the final kneel down.
Thank you for attending today's game. Fighting Illini football is back here at Geese Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 19th, against SIU at 1 p.m. It's Ag Day. Limited tickets remain. For more information, special deals, visit fightingillini.com/promotions.
So,
then please make sure you leave Geese Memorial Stadium safely. Either buzzed or intoxicated, meet the right car and plan to get home without getting behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. It's not a game.
This is one of those... How do I say this? Do we always play this after losses? Maybe I'm having a brain freeze, but I honestly don't remember. Do we play this after losses? I mean, the team isn't out there singing with the students. But I can't remember. Do we play this after losses? Like, it's weird to sing Victory Illinois Varsity after a loss. I honestly don't remember. It doesn't matter. This is so again, I have Twitter again in the stands because there's Wi-Fi in the stands now. So I haven't been able to be on Twitter during home games in 4 years. Those are the Duke players going off underneath here and celebrating their way to the locker room. I haven't been able to get live reactions from people on Twitter during a game, during a home game at least. Some road games, depending on if I'm in the stands or in the press box. But get to the point, Robert. It's so weird that I can't, like, I live in this world where I only know what I write. And then I'm called to respond to things other people have told you. Did I say that right? Like, people are constantly asking me questions. I'm like, I've never said that about this defense. I've never, like, not that I was saying it was good. I was saying, you know, we won't know the third quarter of the Duke game. I said, you know, this is going to be a bit sloppy for a while with 57 new players. It's not muscle memory yet. I've said all these things. I said last night, because I still think it's going to be a mess and we're not crisp and clean yet, that I think we're going to lose to Duke 30-28. We lost to Duke 31-27. I am seeing everything I wrote in the preview. If you read the preview, you know I said exactly this about this team. And now we're seeing it. And then it's like, why is the defense? Like, I mean, I don't expect everybody to just be a subscriber. And that's Twitter, and that's different than the website. But it's still a weird thing for me of, like, I can't... I don't know what to do with it when exactly what I said last night, everything I told people at the tailgate all morning... When everybody stopped by the tailgate, is walking by, say, Robert, you're wrong with your prediction. I'm not trying to, like, I told you so. I'm just saying, like, what I expected was sloppiness to hurt us, that we're not smooth yet. We stopped them on fourth down, goal to go, and we had a guy running off the field. And so because of that, there was a, you know, and he didn't even have to run off the field, but because of that, they got a free first down. And we gave them 7 extra points. Like, that's the stuff I've been fearful of. That's the, it will be sloppy for a while with this many new players. I wrote last night, we only have five starters in this game who were starters last season. And then we find out that Micah Matalau is out, and then we find out TJ McMillan is filling in filling in at right guard for Brandon Henderson. Then he goes down and Des Schuster comes in. And again, this is exactly what I don't know how to say this other than maybe 30% of you listening to this right now read my preview and read all of my articles over the summer. That 30% is like, Robert, you couldn't have described this any more perfectly, including we will learn everything in the third quarter of the Duke game. And then I had a prediction of 30-28. So how do I react to this game? I react to like, well, that's exactly what I've been saying for 6 weeks. Like, everything I've been saying. I'm not like, oh my God, I don't think the coaches, I just said the defense will be way better in November than it is now. It's not muscle memory. The one practice I got to see, it was just a little, there's just like not a crisp, everyone obviously knows what they're doing. Even the final offensive drive, I just didn't have the feeling of Luke will get us there from last year. That's not a shot at Caden Hauser. He had a great game. Colin Dixon was amazing. It's just not crisp. And I've been saying that, and I've said, this is kind of what happens when you had two great teams, and now you're going to have got to rebuild this a bit. It's going to be a bit of a mess. What were my exact quote from last night? You know what? I have the article, I think. I think I have it as one of the tabs. Let me see if I can find it. Checking my tabs. Yes, I have the article open. What was my exact quote, what I wrote last night? I know we're in the portal era and we're close to the core. Ignore returning starters, but 17 new faces in the starting lineup was very hard to overcome early in the season. I really haven't moved from my it might be a mess for 4-5 games feelings from August. I'm still there. It was a competitive game against a power conference opponent, one that we should beat but didn't beat because we were sloppy. That's it. That's all. That's it. That's it. There's all. The sloppiness I feared was the sloppiness we saw. A crisper game. Last year's offense with Luke drives down the field and scores. But this year's offense, you have one returning offensive line starter and he's injured. His backup is injured. You have the third guy in. Your left guard is injured. You have that guy back up in. And when they ran out with 6 minutes left with a chance to drive for the winning score, I don't yet have that confidence that this offense is certainly getting there. In the bowl game, even after, go read what I wrote, go see what I tweeted after Tennessee ran the touchdown back. It's like, one more drive for Luke. Here we go. Like, it was just so much fun having the confidence that that offensive line with so many starts around them and Hank Beatty with so many plays behind him and other guys who have come on. Yes, we're about to go the length of the field and win this game, and we did. I didn't have that feeling today. And it cost us 7 whole points just only on a fourth down stop where we would get the ball, but we give them a freebie because a guy was confused and ran off the field and didn't get off the field and they snapped it. And on that free play, it didn't matter what they did. It didn't matter that we stopped them because they're getting a free first down. So, yeah, unfortunately, sloppy is here. Unfortunately, this is the slop we feared. I'm not. I know everybody is on the defense thing. I can't, like, I don't know how to respond to all, literally dozens and dozens of tweets, Robert defense. Like, I laid out what I felt about this and how different it was and how it's not going to be muscle memory for a while and it's not going to look good for a while. Like, I can't say those things and then respond to you of like I didn't say those things. If it is not better in October, November, I will respond to that. And I would say, man, I was wrong. But I just think it will take some time to understand what this scheme is trying to do because it's so different. So, yeah, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know. Like, I fear this because it was, oh, Robert went on his from the stands and all he said was, I nailed it. My only point here is I said 30-28. It was 31-27. I said, I feel like might be a sloppy September because of all this, because of all the new faces. And it's exactly what I am seeing. Maybe I'm seeing it wrong. Maybe Bobby Houck doesn't know how to call a defense. Maybe Barry Lunny lost a step with that, those two runs on second and third down on the final drive of like, what throw it to Dixon, please. You know, I don't have the answers to all of that. Maybe those things are what we're going to learn over the season, but all I can go by is I study it and I think about it and I write it out and I get on a freaking train to Kansas City and back. And I write something like 19,000 words over 2 days of the 25,000 word preview. And I'm studying it, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm dreaming about it. I had a dream about it last night. And the output I had was, I don't think we're going to win tomorrow because I just feel like we're just not going to be clean enough. We're too sloppy. And that's what we saw. Doesn't change. We'll see with Bobby Houck. I don't have a, like, I'm not even trying to evaluate it as like, oh, is this dumb or is this bad? Or like, I don't try any scheme. I don't care. Like, let's see what this goes. Let's see how he calls it. We'll see what we learn in October. It's just who I am, man. Like, I can't do anything else other than write a long preview, write a whole bunch of countdown posts of like, gosh, I've never written a, you know, the 88 Illini, the most important Illini. I've never written this season knowing less about players. I've been doing it for 17 years of that countdown. And I've never known less about a team than this one. And anytime that's the case, anytime you don't know those things, it's like, oh man, it might be a bit before we really know. And that's true of a restaurant that loses their head waiter and their three best waiters and they have a whole new staff and all of a sudden, and then the kitchen changes over and nobody really understands why the food's coming out like this. And like, it just takes time with things like that. And that's what I expected this year with 57 new players. Portal or no portal. And that's what I'm seeing. And I still think it gets better in October and November. And if it doesn't, I'll be on here telling you, I was wrong about that. That's all I got. Really disappointing. I can't light the damn eye. It sucks. We've only lost two home games the last 2 years. I've walked out of the state. This is the third time since 2023. This is only the third time I've walked out after a loss. It's hard. But we're just too sloppy, man. We win football games with crisp, clean. We know what we're doing. Sorry, Tennessee. We're going to go for it on 4th-and-1 from the 31 because it makes more sense as long as we just get down to the 8-yard line and kick a chip shot to win the bowl game. Sorry, South Carolina. Josh McCray is going to burst through. We've got a quarterback who's going to handle the long snaps here, and you're not even going to get the ball back. Sorry, guys. Sorry, USC. You shouldn't have scored that quickly. We're going to go right down the field and kick a field goal. You know, this team isn't that yet. And that's all I got. Go Illini.